Just a few days ago, we heard this gospel already about Jesus in the temple and the money changers and so forth, and how they were cheating the people, so he threw them all out. So we will not go into that reading at this point. However, we see the beautiful reading from the book of Kings, the wisdom of Solomon. When David, Saint David, his father died, Solomon had been chosen to be his successor in the kingdom. Even though he was not the oldest, nor the favored of everyone, but he was King David's favorite. And he had prepared him as such. When he became king, he besought the Lord to give him one thing, and this, of course, said who he was. He did not ask for a long life. He did not ask for a bigger kingdom or for gold and silver and riches. He asked for wisdom. He chose the better part. And indeed, this reading shows us his wisdom. The two women had their babies, and one of them rolled over onto the baby and killed it in her sleep. Of course, everyone is always told, do not sleep with your baby. Many, many babies die because of this. And so, that's the way it was. That was 3,000 years ago. So, then she stole the other living baby from her apartment mate, her housemate, and put the dead one in her bosom and took the living one unto her, though it was not her child. And, of course, the trial comes. They both come before Solomon. Now, Solomon, of course, wanted to teach everybody a lesson. He pretty much knew what it was. Now, mind you, the scriptures say that both of these women were harlots. They were women of ill repute. In other words, they could not be trusted. They were immoral. They were lowlives to the nth degree. But yet even lowlives love their children. Even the most horrible people love their children. With the exception of the 20th and 21st centuries, when babies are murdered right and left every single day in this country and all over the world. But Solomon knew, and so he sent for the sword, and he figured, well, they're both fighting over this one baby, so let each have half a baby. Of course, it would be a dead baby. If you cut him in half with a sword, he would be dead. So the real mother, who really loved her baby, the other one didn't care. Her baby was dead, and this was not her baby, so she didn't care. To her, it was a competition. And so many people live their lives as if it were a competition, not realizing they were really competing against themselves and against the devil. That they will be the losers if they do not follow the will of God. But the real mother loved this child. She did not want it killed. So she said, let her have the baby. And Solomon immediately knew. So he gave the baby to the real mother and cast off the other one. Now, what punishment she may have been given or not, we do not know. But she didn't get the living baby. And so these are very, very wonderful lessons. And of course, Solomon, who is not Saint Solomon, he ended his life in great sin. He may not even be in heaven for all we know. But Solomon, who at that point was following God's will and doing God's will, which shows us we can lose the grace of God and we can lose all his gifts, including the gift of wisdom, which comes from the Holy Spirit. If we do not live according to the will of God, we can lose all of his gifts. And so today we give praise to God for his wisdom, because it was his wisdom in Solomon that prevailed here. In addition, today is a very special day for me. Today is the anniversary of my first Holy Communion. On this day, a little almost 5-year-old boy, all dressed in white, approached the Cardinal Archbishop for his first Holy Communion. This Cardinal Archbishop would soon be put to death by the communists. And so I had the privilege of being given my first Holy Communion by a martyr of the church. And I remember that day very, very detailed, and so I give thanks to God. But God has his ways. On this day, too, 23 years ago, I gave the last communion to my best friend, Evie Jude John, and on the middle of the night, on March the 12th of 2001, he would die, he would be called to God, to the eternal life. And so today is a very special day in many ways. So I give thanks to God for my first communion, and that God chose this day for his last communion, which I was able to give him. And of course, all the rites of the church according to the will of God. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we continue with